Step 6, casting down imaginations. God's word is designed to keep unhealthy thoughts or imaginations from the distractions that steal our inheritance in Him. God created us for a specific purpose that brings Him glory. We should eagerly search to discover what our purpose is and walk in the true riches and fulfillment man could never provide. Without the Holy Ghost directing us toward our purpose, we will be unstable, unsure, unfulfilled, and unhappy, seeking something from another person that only God can impart. The enemy knows our weaknesses and will stir up old thoughts, setting us back into our old way of thinking. The biggest battles we'll ever fight are those in our mind. God and the Holy Spirit are strong spiritual weapons waiting for us to access and use. We must fight to keep imaginations from opening doors to fear and defeat, distracting our thoughts from trusting God and His Word. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. We are not fighting people, places, or circumstances on earth. We are fighting the evil that wants to create a divide between God's greatest creation, His children, His people. Have you ever wondered why we get into an argument so quickly? And if the argument lasts a long time, we can forget how it started. There's no way I'm going to wave a flag of surrender. I recall times being so upset and for a moment totally forgot what started the disagreement, yet I wasn't going to collapse and give in. I'm fighting until the end. I'm going to win this battle no matter what. Isn't that crazy? We get sucked into an emotional trap, and even when it's noticed, we still want to win. Pride, ego, selfishness, those are not characteristics of Christ. I know I'm not the first to admit this, and I'm not the last. When there is division, prayers are ceased. We don't usually pray for those who cause hurt and pain, which is the opposite of what God wants us to do. His word says to pray for them which despitefully use and persecute you. When we cast down imaginations, we are telling the devil that we are not accepting his thoughts, suggestions, or unrealistic views. We will continue to walk in the obedience of Christ. No mental weapon formed against us will have victory, since we have the ability to find scriptures that will Goliath those thoughts. Imaginations used to have the upper hand in my life. I started doing tests to see if I'd get different responses, especially since the word told me I don't have to comply with the imaginations. I started thinking, well, what if that situation did happen? What will that do to me? What if my husband found a younger and more beautiful woman? What if my child was in a car accident and there was no recovery? What if I lost my job? What if someone robbed me? What if? At that moment, I realized I'm not in control of the outcomes of my life, and if something did happen, I'd still praise and worship my Heavenly Father. My shift came when the focus of trusting God and knowing that all things work together for my good and for those who are called according to His purpose. I was reminded that before I was formed, He knew me. He sanctified and ordained me to be an inspired teacher, proclaiming His will. I won't be able to change those outcomes. I can only change how I move forward. It's very important to learn each of God's fruits of the Spirit and start consciously transforming your thinking. When that happens, you'll start spreading more grace and unconditional love, killing negative distractions quicker than you will feed them. Patience is another key to success in everything we do, especially when it comes to the spiritual realms. We should never feel pressured to make a decision. We should take our time. David thought about the battle and remembered whose he was, and that's how he destroyed the giant Goliath. Imaginations make us do things out of character. It puts fear in our hearts and eats away at our confidence. Imaginations can shift and break down barriers, which then allow the enemy to get closer to our heart and then next to our mind. My prayer is we walk less in the negative realm and more in trusting God to fight our battles. It's difficult to walk in unconditional love if grace isn't walking beside you. Take a look into your spiritual mirror and see if everything you do is perfect. In those areas you've identified, know that is when patience embraces transformation. Be blessed.